a temporary ceasefire in Aleppo, but there's little sign of a lasting end to the bombing campaign unleashed by Syrian government and Russian forces. Europe and the United States accuse Moscow of killing and injuring thousands of civilians, actions that France says amount to war crimes. Arriving in Brussels for her first European Council summit Thursday, British Prime Minister Theresa May called for European unity.
We must continue to work together, and it's vital that we work together to continue to put pressure on Russia to stop its appalling atrocities, its sickening atrocities in Syria.
Europe had debated easing the sanctions applied to Russia for its forceful takeover of Crimea and eastern Ukraine. That's now seen as unlikely.
The Russians were making a lot of progress in exploiting some divisions in Europe around sanctions. And Mr. Putin, faced with that opportunity, then, to my mind, did something rather remarkable. In Syria, engaged in this bombardment of Aleppo that's caused international outrage, and then immediately hardened attitudes in Europe.
Luff argues that Europe needs to reformulate its policy response to Russia.
We need dialogue in certain areas where we can have it, but at the same time, we need to maintain some firm instruments that show where our limits are. We have to defend our values. In my view, we have to absolutely uphold the principle of inviolability of borders.
The Syrian civil war is among the factors that have driven millions of refugees and migrants to European shores. The route via Turkey was largely cut off after the EU struck a deal in March to return all migrants using this route back to Turkey. But Ankara has threatened to tear up the deal if Europe does not grant visa-free travel for its citizens by the end of the year.
It would make no sense for the readmission agreement to still exist. We would find a way to abolish it.
While the flow of migrants through Turkey has slowed, thousands continue to arrive every week on Italian shores from North Africa. Ahead of the Brussels summit, Italy accused Europe of a lack of solidarity in dealing with the crisis.
Italy is facing a problem which is absolutely not its own fault, but the EU's response has been inadequate, and that's partly because you have countries like Hungary in particular, Poland to some extent, who are saying that they're not prepared to take part in sharing out the refugees who are reaching Italy.
In a packed Brussels schedule, Britain's exit from the EU also will feature, with both sides hardening their positions in recent weeks ahead of formal talks expected to begin next year. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.